الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a dua. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من ينفعني حبه عندك. O Allah, grant us your love and grant us the love of those people through which your love is created. And in one narration, وَالْعَمَلَ الَّذِي يُقَرِّبُنِي حُبُّهُ عِنْدَكَ. And O Allah, grant us the love for those actions that will bring us close to you. The verse that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That verily those people who have iman, they have got a lot of love for Allah. Allah has placed anyone who got iman, Allah has placed his love in his heart. But the level of love is different. One is a person, he got love for someone. Why? Because he's doing some good for you, so you like him because he's doing some good for you. He did you a favor, so therefore you love him. You hate him, why? Because he's harming you, so you don't like him. And one is the true love, that imani love, that whether the person did good for you or not, you're ready to die for him. And that was the love that Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because Allah did them some favors, or because Nabi sallam did them some favor. That was called true imani love. That love where you're ready to die for the person. So the levels of love is different. So here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, and we are asking this dua, O Allah, grant us that, those actions whereby we can get your love. And Allah is so Rahim, Allah is so Kareem. He did not leave it like that. Allah in the Quran tells us of those actions where we can get his love. Allah tells us of those things that he loves. This tells us another important point from this hadith. You can say to a person, I love you. But you don't do what the person loves. So what type of love is that? If a person says, I love my father, I love my mother. Or I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we say. I love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm not prepared to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what type of love is that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٍ وَمَا حَقِيقَةُ قَوْلِكَ. For everything there's a proof. We can't see the love. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says in Ma'riful Quran, that love that a person has in heart, we can't see it. What's your proof that you have that love? They say action speaks louder than words. I'm It's just empty words otherwise. Where's the action? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you got love for me, then you must love those things that I love also. So the first ayat, there are many ayats, we can't go through all the ayats and all the verses, where Allah tells us about who He loves. The first verse, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. The whole month of Ramadan, we were listening about sabr, sabr. This was the month of sabr. One is we translate sabr as patience. That's a very shallow translation. Mufassirin, when they translate sabr, it means restraint, to hold yourself back. And you may have heard from ulama many times that there's three levels of sabr. One is a sabru fil musiba. That is sabr at the time when you're going through difficulties. Allah made this dunya such. Dunya is not jannat. This dunya is a place of tests. So Allah is going to test us. Allah tells us also, reminds you. He reminds us that we definitely going to test you. Wala nabluwannakum bishay. One is a person, he goes through something, he gets a shock. First time he's going through something, he got a shock. He doesn't know how to react. But one is, a person knows beforehand, this is going to happen. So he's ready for it, he's prepared for it. Allah already prepared us for it. Allah says, "Wala nabluwannakum bishayin min al-khawf." We are definitely going to test you. And anyone who knows the Arabic language will understand that the word bishayin, first Allah is saying, that a very little bit of test we're going to give. Not a lot. And then Allah says, minal khawfi also. Even further Allah is saying, not a lot of tests. Yes, we do not ask for tests. We do not ask for tests. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in one battle. And what he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that we're going into battle tomorrow. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you must ask for afiyat. Do not ask for hardship to come upon you. You must ask for afiyat. In Hayat al-Sahaba, one incident is mentioned of one Sahabi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went and saw him. Very, very sick. Nabi sallallahu asked him, what dua are you making that you're so sick? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I make this dua that, oh Allah, whatever punishment you're supposed to give me in akhirah, give it to me in the dunya. Nabi sallallahu said, that's not a dua you're supposed to be making. You're supposed to be making dua that, oh Allah, grant me afiyat from all types of calamities in dunya and akhirah. Then if Allah puts you to some test, then you must make sabah. So you don't ask for difficulties. But when the difficulty comes, then you must remain firm. So the first type is sabru. As-sabru fil musibah. That is, the person is going through sabr at the time of difficulty. Different types of difficulties will come. Sometimes financial, sometimes physical. Different types of things. At that time, a person must remain steadfast. The second type of sabr, as-sabru ala ta'ah. The sabr remaining firm at the time when you're fulfilling the commands of Allah. So Ramadan showed us, Allah showed us in the month of Ramadan, you got the potential. No one can say that I don't have the potential. You're waking up early in the morning, you're reading your tahajjud. You are reading all your 5 times daily salah, you are remaining firm upon it. Then after you came back from work, you were very tired. You still came for that tarawih. So Allah showed us you do have that potential. As-sabru ala ta'ah. But there's one extra point, which ulama mentioned. That one is, you remain steadfast when you're feeling like remaining steadfast. And one is, you remain steadfast when you don't feel like remaining. Ask that lady who has to keep a qadha fast after the month of Ramadan, how hard she feels it. But in the month of Ramadan, everyone is keeping fast. Everyone is reading Quran. Everyone is reading namaz. So there's the environment. Everyone is doing it. So then there's not so much of greatness when everyone is doing it and you feeling like doing it. The real test is, when you don't feel like doing it, and you don't want to do it, and everyone else is not doing it, and then you still doing it. That's the real test. And after the month of Ramadan, now your sabr is being tested. Your steadfastness is being tested. All your friends are going to the wrong places. You say, no, I'm going to the right. Azan is going, everyone is walking past the masjid. I'm going into the masjid. Now that's the real test. Month of Ramadan, I was feeling like reading Quran. Now after the month of Ramadan, I'm not feeling like reading. And definitely you're not going to feel like reading. You will never get the same feeling like the month of Ramadan. But who said we are worshippers of feelings? We're not worshippers of feelings. We're worshippers of Allah. Who goes to work only when he feels like going to work? Whether he feels like going to work, he doesn't feel like going to work, he still goes to work. Because he understands his responsibilities. So our duty is to make Allah happy. Whether we feel like making him happy or we don't feel like making him happy, we still have to fulfill our duty. That's our duty. We are not worshippers of feelings. So, as-sabru ala ta'ah, that is, is to remain steadfast when you're going to fulfill the commands of Allah. So that's the second type of sabr. The third type of sabr, as-sabru min al-ma'asiyah. That is sabr, remaining steadfast when you're going to commit the sins. Yeah, in the month of Ramadan, Allah showed us. You got the potential. Who was watching you when you wanted to eat? Who was watching you when you wanted to drink? Was anyone watching you? But did you drink? Did you break your fast? Why didn't you do it? Because Allah is watching. Now Allah wanted that same condition, that if you can do it for permissible things, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi says that Allah is showing us that if you can do it for permissible things, then you can do it for the impermissible things. Allah is showing us that you can control yourself. One person wrote to Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that when I want to look, when my eyes is going towards the haram, I just can't close my eyes, you see. I just can't close the eyes. So he replied, if you could open your eyes, that means you can close it also. You can't say, I can't do it. You got the power to do it. But you don't want to do it. There's something else. So you got the power to do it. So Allah showed us in the month of Ramadan, you do have the power. You do have the thing. But now you just need to show that restraint. So that's the third type, as-sabru min al-ma'asiyah. That now all, in the month of Ramadan, we only had one enemy to worry about. Allah chained. Insan got two enemies within himself. One is shaitan and the other is nafs. Nafs is the greater. Nafs is the greater enemy. Because who misguided shaitan? It wasn't another shaitan. It was his nafs that misguided him. So nafs is the greater enemy. So in the month of Ramadan, we only have to deal with one enemy. That is why if a person wants to know about his bad habits, whole year he's blaming shaitan. Shaitan made me do this, shaitan made me do that. But in the month of Ramadan, he can't do that. So the month of Ramadan was a real reflection to see all your bad habits. That you can't blame shaitan. It's all that bad habits that you got, your nafs is within you, that is making you do all those bad things. So that is your nafs. So now out of the month of Ramadan, we got two enemies now. We got our nafs and we got our shaitan. But if you get control over the bigger enemy, that is your nafs, then the smaller enemy is easier to control, and that is the shaitan. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if you want my love, you want to know who I love? Allah yuhibbu sabirin. I love those people who hold themselves back. And the three types of sabr we just spoke about. Second verse I wish to speak about, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. Allah loves those people who make abundant tawbah. Anyone who knows the Arabic language, you know that what tawwab means, abundant tawbah. Allah loves tawbah. Why? Because when a person makes tawbah, he is humbling himself in front of Allah. Allah Ta'ala hates kibar and pride. Shaitan, when he made that mistake, he was justifying himself. He justified himself. But when Adam alayhi salam made that mistake, he said, Rabbana zolamna anfusana wa illam taf. Immediately he accepted his mistake. He never made a sin. He never committed a sin. Anbiya don't commit sins. But he accepted his mistake. So Allah Ta'ala loves Tawbah. It's a sign that you got humility and you're humbling yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for Tawbah also, for the Tawbah to be genuine, as we say, genuine. Everyone is looking for genuine. Even though you don't want to pay for genuine, you pay the fake price. So everyone wants everything genuine today. So genuine. So genuine Tawbah, what the ulama mentioned. Their conditions. Condition number one, a yuqli'an ma'asiyati. One is you have to completely leave out the sin. Our Ustad Mullah Harun Sahib rahmatullahi used to say, not that our Tawbah, we say Tawbah, Tawbah, but we're still looking at the haram, we're still doing that. No. Sincere Tawbah, to leave out the sin, leave out the sin. Leave out the sin completely. The second condition, a yandama an fi'alihi, is that you must have true regret. Why did I commit that sin? Why did I commit this? How could I ever make that mistake, as we say? How could I make that mistake? The third one, a ya'zima azman jaziman Allah ya'uda ila mithlihi abada. That you make a firm intention that I'm not going to go back to that sin. Firm intention. Yes, by mistake after that, if a person does, I'm saying mistake. A mu'min, a true mu'min, will never intentionally do a sin. How can he going against the command of Allah? It's mistakenly. Make tawbah again. Sincere tawbah again. And then, the fourth condition, is that if you have taken any rights of Allah, or any rights of insan, you have to make up for that thing. So for example, a person, he never reached salah for so many years, he got qada salah. Or he never keep fast for so many years, or a person got qada fast. You can't just make tawbah, oh Allah forgive me, I never read salah for all these years. He has to do that also, make tawbah, and also he has to go and make the qada of the thing. Many people ask, what must do? I mean, we got important rozas like six shawal, on big nights, what must we do? So the best ibadah is first to get your faraiz right. Do all your farz acts first. Allah is going to ask you about that. Then after Allah will ask you about all your extra nafil, you'll get reward for it. But you have to do your farz first. And if you've taken any rights of any man, so you can't just make tawbah, you have to ask him for forgiveness also. For example, you're owing him money. You're asking for forgiveness. Not just like the Eid day, obviously people have, please meet you, no, please make me maaf. So one person told me. He told Allah, no problem, you maaf. He wasn't intending how much that man was owing him. That person never owed him again, never came and paid him. He said, why are you not owing me? He said, no, you told me everything is maaf. So it doesn't work like that. So you have to owe the person, give him back his money. You have to give him. Not that you're going for nafil umrahs and nafil hajj, and you got a farz here, and you haven't fulfilled your farz. You're giving nafil sadaqah and charities, and you haven't fulfilled your zakat properly. So everything has to be in order. You make your tawbah also, and at the same time, you also have to fulfill the rights of the person. So the second ayah that we read, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. What is the meaning of, oh Allah, make you from those that are purified? One is physically and spiritually. When we think of purification, we think, no, I'm going to the toilet now. I need to wash myself properly. If there's any type of impurities, I need to wash myself properly. If I'm in need of a farz ghusl, so I need to wash myself properly. Or I'm in need of wuzu, I need to wash myself. Where Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says there's four levels of purity. The first level of purity is what we just mentioned. Purification of the body. Purification of the body. So sometimes you need a wuzu, sometimes you need a ghusl, you go to the toilet, how to wash. So you need to know the masail and the laws related to these things. The second type of purity is purity of all your limbs from all types of sins. And to get that purification, Three things are needed. Number one, we need courage to stay away from it. That means we spoke about the sabr. You have to hold yourself against it. Second, you need to make dua. Oh Allah, you give me the ability of staying away. Give me the tawfiq of staying away from sins. The third is to sit in pious company. So that's the second level of purity, to purify all your limbs from all types of sins. The third type of purity is to purify your heart from all the wrong characters, all the characteristics that a person is supposed to have, like hatred, jealousy, greed, all these bad qualities, to purify your heart. And for that, you have to go and sit with the pious people. Sit with those people who understand how to help you to purify yourself. And the fourth type of purification, Sha Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah, says once you get these three types of purification, that is purification of the body, purification of your limbs from all types of sins, third, purification of your heart, then the fourth type of purification is to purify yourself from everything that distracts you from Allah. That is what the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was daimul fikr. All the time, his heart was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, that when you went in a toilet, obviously you can't make zikr of Allah. When you come out from the toilet, why do you read ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi adha? Why are you asking for forgiveness when you're coming out from the toilet? Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, oh Allah, forgive me, I could not make zikr of my tongue in the toilet. My heart was with you, but the zikr of the tongue I couldn't make. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Like how one buzuk said, qali farsh par or qalb arsh par. Your body is in the dunya, but your heart is with Allah. Dil bayar, dast bakar. Your heart is with Allah. Your hand is doing the work. Kar bhi ho, karibar bhi ho, lekin dil yar ke saath ho. That you got everything, you're doing whatever work you're doing around you, but your heart is with Allah. At all times, your heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this second type, so we have mentioned, only two ayats we have mentioned. One is, Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. And the second ayat, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. There's so many other ayats Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Inna Allah wa ahsinu inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. There's so many ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Quran, about those things that He loves. We'll end up with the dua, the same dua that I began with, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant us your love. Grant us the love of those people that will bring us close to you, and grant us the love of those actions that will bring about your muhabbat and your love. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.